Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Mary Jeremiah Gillette, a contemplative nun in Lufkin, Texas, who teaches in their formation program. Her preaching is entitled, Be at Peace.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. But the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you, for the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father and that I do just as the Father has commanded me. The Gospel of the Lord. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. The world today is in a stupor. We're all shut in with the coronavirus. And where is peace? We as Christians should be giving an example of what peace is. The peace that Jesus exhibited during his unjust trial and crucifixion. The peace he exhibited on the cross as he was dying a cruel death. This is his peace. Saint Caesarius of Arles has a beautiful description of peace that I would like to share with you. It's from one of his sermons, and he says, peace is serenity of mind, tranquility of soul, simplicity of heart, the bond of love, the fellowship of charity. Peace removes hatred, settles wars, restrains wrath, tramples on pride, loves the humble, pacifies the disordinate, and makes enemies agree. For it is pleasing to everyone. Peace does not seek what belongs to another or consider anything as its own. Peace teaches people to love because it does not know how to be angry or to extol itself or become inflated with pride. Peace is meek and humble to everyone, possessing rest and tranquility within itself. In a sense, then, peace is the summation of all the virtues, so we must always strive for that peace of Christ that has been given to us in our baptism.